I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Time to go inside the Hollywood hamper for Gina J's Dirty Laundry on 96.5 TIC. Today's best variety.
Hello, Mark the Shark.
Gina J, good afternoon. It is Tuesday. It is time to find out what's going on in the world of Dirty Laundry. What do we got today?
Maybe the fifth time will be a charm for...
Are we speaking about Pamela Anderson
yes!
and her number of her marriages?
Yep, she got married for the fifth time yesterday.
She's been married 10 years, four marriages with three guys. She married one guy twice,
yeah,
Rick Solomon.
Yeah, Rick Solomon, the one who dated Paris Hilton. Remember that?
There you go.
Oh, yeah. Kid Rock, she married to. Tommy Lee, she was married to. This time, she got married to Hollywood producer John Peters.
Who produced the 1976 and 2018 version of A Star is Born. They
yep.
dated 30 years ago.
Yeah.
So I did the math. He was 44 and she was 22 at the time.
Woo! Okay.
Damn.
Yeah, there you go. This is his fifth marriage, by the way, too.
So good luck to both of those lovebirds.
Somebody else got married, too. Tim Tebow got married.
Tim Tebow to former Miss Universe. Good for him.
Yeah, there you go.
Do you think he's going to be not going to be a virgin anymore?
I would think. Well, was he really, though, before?
I don't
it's kinda
I'm
like,
not buying it.
It's kind of like Colton on The Bachelor. I mean, do we believe these
Yeah, no. No, we don't. There's no way.
So sad news for Taylor Swift. Her mom
yeah.
is like, she's battling breast cancer again, but now that's not it. She had a brain tumor on top of it.
Yeah, she was first diagnosed back in 2015. She's 62 years old now, but yeah, that's tough. She's battling two forms of cancer now, so we wish her the best.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure she's getting the best treatment available, but we still wish her the best.
And off Ozzy Osbourne, too, we're finding out. He's got Parkinson's disease.
Yeah, apparently a mild form of it, but he's still has Parkinson, and he found out about it after his fall last February, which he's still recovering from. And right now he has good days and really bad days.
Yeah.
So it just depends on the day. So.
Oh, here's a train wreck that we haven't talked about in a couple weeks. Mama June.
Mama June. So they're out of the house. They've been living in hotels, crashing hotels like rock stars. What
yep.
are they doing now?
She's burning through money left and right.
Oh,
and
boy.
Now she went to a pawn shop and got rid of a diamond ring.
That's not a good sign.
Not good.
Here's someone who was at the depth of poverty.
Yep.
She happens to land a television show.
Yep.
Probably gets paid real well. All she had to do was invest her money. She would have had a great life. Instead, she turns into a drug addict.
Yeah.
With some loser.
With a loser. Yep.
Leaves her family, leaves her young child.
Yeah, it's just
what
so sad.
What a loser.
And finally, Prince Harry flew commercial to Canada early this morning, so he's back with Meghan and Archie.
Wants to be a regular guy.
Yep, Meghan's already threatening a lawsuit.
Yeah.
She's upset over paparazzi taking photos of her in a public park.
Yeah, her and Archie were out, hiking, and hey, get used to it, man. You're
yeah.
not going to get the, the comforts of home anymore. You're out on your own now.
I think they were thinking that maybe it would be quieter in Canada. This, are you kidding? Paparazzi's
no.
going to be everywhere.
No.
Wanting
they can't
photos
hide behind the
too.
Big walls and the moat anymore.
No, they can't, Sharky. So, yeah, they're going to be followed, I think, a lot.
Yeah, I think she took exception to people hiding in bushes and all of a sudden popping
yeah.
out and snapping photos of them. So, yeah, it's going to be a little different, but I think they're going to be just fine. I do.
Well, we'll
really
see what
do.
Happens because they're going to revisit this. They're saying that the Queen and everybody will revisit this whole setup in a year and see if
they'll,
any changes have to be
right,
made.
Right, and next January they'll go back to the negotiation table and they'll see what's going on there. So,
yep.
of course, we'll hear about it and we'll pass it along
yes,
to
we
all of our listeners. Absolutely. Well, Gina, thank you very much.